What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Oh, we are back. It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Ike. Just your normal average Monday.
Just golfing yet again.
This
guy's got a problem.
Spike here. Jack here. Jack, how you feeling, brother?
Tell you what, they were this close to it being possibly the worst weekend of baseball that's ever existed.
They were very, very close. If they had...
If they did not trade for Juan Duran,
yep.
That could have been on top of everything else that happened the weekend.
Yep.
All things considered, yep. The worst baseball weekend in the history of the sport.
Well, they also like lured you back in because you get miserable on Friday night when Duran gets hit in the foot, and then you find out he's okay. So you're like, okay, maybe everything's okay.
They make him go out in the ridiculous bullpen cart.
Yeah. Guess what? It's not okay. Things are not okay. So we are at the Eagles Radio Network golf outing right now, Bluestone Country Club in Blue Bell. Beautiful. You know, we are not invited to golf. We have to dress like all the golfers, but we're not invited to golf. But it is still beautiful here.
We thought we had to dress like everyone else.
Yeah. Looks like you and Joe did not.
Oh, nor did Fran.
Yeah, nor did Fran. Nor did Steiny.
Yeah, but this show?
Yep.
Cleaned it right up.
Look, we look appropriate.
Yeah.
We look appropriate. So, look, it is... not the news you want to hear. Everybody will do this, I'm sure, but we will do it, I think, to start off in that the number one thing is we hope Zach Wheeler, as a human, is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scary thing to find out, a blood clot, like all of the different complications and all the different bad things that could happen when you have blood clot somewhere and you don't discover it. So I'm glad they found it. And I sure as hell hope he pitches again. I hope he pitches again soon.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, the number one thing is I hope he has a long and healthy life ahead of him. That said, we have a baseball team here that is most likely going to be missing their ace for the rest of the year. Now, you can hold out hope that Zach Wheeler is going to be back, but there are not a lot of scenarios when you start doing the deep dive on the blood clot things. There's not a lot of scenarios that have him back this season. The shortest you could imagine is a couple of months, and that isn't even... that's, you know, the end of the year anyway.
We're just so close to the end of the season.
Yeah, and it seems like the more realistic thing is somewhere between 6 months and a year anyway.
Correct.
So the Phillies now don't have their ace. But, like, I keep hearing the question, I see it online, and I've heard it on WIP today, is can the Phillies win the World Series without Zach Wheeler? Like, of course they can win the World Series without Zach Wheeler. If you're asking me, and it's not some shot in the dark, puncher's chance, you know, anybody can win sort of thing. He is a great player. He's a great pitcher, but it's baseball. And I'm not even talking about the randomness. There's only just so much effect that one player can have on a baseball team. So whether it is a starting pitcher or whether it's an everyday player, there have been a ton of baseball teams in the history of baseball who have won without an important player. The Dodgers last year was any of their starting rotation available in the playoffs?
Not really.
They won the World Series.
And Ohtani had a torn shoulder.
So the question about whether they can win the World Series is, of course, they can win the World Series. The question is, do they have it in them to win the World Series? Like, Jack, is it quit? Is it throw in the towel? Or is it everybody band together and go and win the World Series? Are you the 2017 Eagles who looked at everyone and said, we all we need? Or are we the 23-24 Philadelphia 76ers who looked and said, our best player is in here, I'm going home? And that's like the real question for this year's Phillies is, like, who are you? You know,
and I think we'll learn that. I think we'll learn that about this team. And I just, what I hope the Wheeler thing doesn't do is it lets them let their guard down, and it lets them say, it gives them an out. The last thing I want the Wheeler thing to do is to give this team an out, because they still have the pieces to be able to get it done. Does it get harder? 100%. It is harder without Zach Wheeler. And I keep is Seltzer going to call us today? Is Devin Caney going to call us today? Like all the people that had Zach Wheeler low on the list and do Nana Boo Boo told you so?
Yeah, right. And they're going to say, wait, you're saying they can win the World Series without him?
Yeah.
And he was that good? But you know what? The Eagles won the World Series without their MVP-level quarterback.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, 5 years, 7 years ago without their MVP-level quarterback.
Yes.
That was a magic. This doesn't even need to be a magic run. We need 10% more out of everybody.
Every single guy in that clubhouse has to come together, say, we're not going to let this thing die. It's time to burn the boats, burn it to the ground, and let's go still win the World Series. Like, that's what I think the message has to be. Because after Carson got hurt in 17, it was dire around here.
It felt terrible.
It was, we're never going to win the Super Bowl. The Eagles are a cursed franchise that is never going to win the World Series or win the Super Bowl.
Now you did it.
I know. Well, I keep waiting for a little B to come out.
Yeah.
But I just, everyone in there when the Eagles lost Carson, they all got a little bit better. Jenkins was the rallying cry behind it, but every single one of those guys got a little better. And I guess the message comes down to this. Like, it's for me, it's on two guys that it just matters more with. And they are the most important players on offense. It's funny. I feel like I never put Trey Turner in these conversations, but I just don't. Like, this is a conversation for Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber to rally the troops and go still get it done. Everyone has to step up. We get it. We understand it. Be 10% better. Leave it all on the line. All of that. But those two have to be the tone setters. They can't let these guys slip. It got harder with Zach Wheeler not being out there because he's probably not coming back this season. But what Bryce Harper and what Kyle Schwarber have to do is look everyone in the eyes in that locker room and say, we're not going to die like this. Like, we're not going to let this core run its course because we lost Zach Wheeler. And we're going to go out there. We're going to play the game the right way. We're going to have to do the little things better. We're going to have to bunt guys over. We're going to have to play small ball. We're going to have to go yard, whatever. Our pitchers have to do their jobs as well. But if those two set the tone, I think they can be fine.
You said to me before the show, you were like, what's the phrase, burn the boats? And I had never heard it before, but then I looked it up and saw what it meant, and it is. It is, like, do you believe the Phillies, like, are the Phillies going to be a team that throws in the towel, or are they going to be a team that burns the boats? And if they burn the boats, they can do it. 215-592-9494. You mentioned Bryce and Schwarber. Like, it's up to so many guys in that clubhouse. Those are obviously the two main guys. But is Kyle Schwarber, the question is what is important to you now? Is it your free agency at the end of the year, or is it this team and winning the World Series? Bryce Harper, what is important to you now? Is it moping around? Is it everything going the way that you want it, or is it going and winning the World Series? Matt Strom, what is important to you now? Is it your baseball card collection, or is it winning the World Series? I'm serious. Nick Castellanos.
He's back in town, by the way. He said, wait for the meetup.
Great on the baseball cards. Nick Castellanos, what's important to you? Like, what are you made of? Is the thing that's important to you your streak and playing every single inning, or is it winning the World Series? For all of these guys in there, this can be a career-defining moment. Yep, Rob Thompson, they need more out of Rob Thompson. Alec Bohm, are you going to sit on the ground after a ball hits you in the leg and scream and cry? Or are you going to go out there and play good defense, drive the ball, hit 300, and be the guy that you need? It's up to so many different guys in that clubhouse.
There can be no more poor me's.
No.
There can be no more poor me's. Oh, man, we lost Zach. I guess that's it. And I will be so disappointed if they just take their ball and go home. If they just take their ball and go home and say, well, wasn't our year, then, like, don't even waste your time re-signing Kyle Schwarber. Don't waste your time re-signing JT. Don't waste your time continuing to try to compete, because it'll tell you everything you need to know about this baseball team.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And whether or not they have the heart of a champion, the 17 Eagles had the heart of a champion that knew how to get the job done. And as someone who loves this baseball team, wants them to compete, wants them to have a parade down Broad Street, if they take their ball and go home, starting with the leaders, starting with the superstars in the clubhouse, and they go out in the first round, God forbid, don't even make the playoffs, let the Mets chase them down and just give up, then give up on this core.
Yeah. By the way, the ugly version of this could get pretty ugly.
There's only two outcomes, Spike. Yeah. I've already determined this. There's two outcomes. Yeah. They're going to win the World Series or they're going to flame out. That is the only two outcomes here with this team is that they're going to win the World Series or they're going to flame out. And in my gut, Spike, I don't know which team we're going
to
get.
That was going to be my question, is we're saying what we want to happen because we've seen it in Philadelphia. We've seen both versions in Philadelphia. We did see the good version of this, right? We saw the 2017 Eagles, and we saw the bad version of this, and that was last year's Sixers team. They saw their best player go down. Everybody quit. The coach quit. The other players quit. Tyrese Maxey quit. Nick Nurse. They all quit. They all just looked at each other and said, well, if the best guy's not here, what are we going to do? I can't decide what I think is going to happen.
And neither can I. Because there's a part of me that's like, it was impressive. I guess I was happy yesterday they jumped out to the 6-0 lead, and that's what I wanted to see. Like, there it is. Like, you lost Wheeler. Maybe they were so morose with they figured out the Wheeler news before the game on Saturday, and that's why they scored zero runs. Who knows? But it was a good first response yesterday of 6-0, and I felt, there it is. Like,
even battling back after they tied it at 6.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Keep scoring runs.
There was obviously concerns there. We'll get to Nola and you know Lazar, whatever. I mean, yeah. Lazar's one of the last guys in the
Well, 10. Nola.
It's really just Nola. But I wish I could just tell you that they do have the internal fortitude to rally together and go on a run here, but I don't know that.
215-592-9494. What do you think the Phillies are going to do? Are they going to throw in the towel or are they going to burn the boats? The burn the boats version of the Phillies would be a pretty exciting way to win.
Well, it's because you can already envision the yearbook envision the movie that could be made about the 2025 Phillies of, you know, Wheeler going down and the feeling around town of hopelessness. And then they rise above it and go on a run. I mean, when they lost Bryce in 22,
they played well.
They played great.
Yep.
And it can do that. And that's why I don't want to let them off the hook, Spike, because it can be a galvanizing moment for them.
Well, and I don't mean to overstate the importance of the fans, but I do think it's important that the fans don't let them off the hook either. Because it'd be very easy between the Eagles coming back and playing and Zach Wheeler gone for everyone to just sort of say, well, you know, it's not going to happen this year, and everybody walk away. I think the fans need to demand this from them too.
Are you calling for standing up?
No, I'm not.
When they run on the field tonight?
No,
hold on. Hold on. Don't make me start weeping.
No, but the way that momentum works in sports, because I believe in it, they win, they sweep the Mariners or something, all of a sudden everybody starts feeling like it's possible.
Yeah.
I think the first few games after this are incredibly important because because I think they need to believe as well, and I think they need to see, again, love Zach Wheeler. It's still a baseball player. You can win without your best baseball player. 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today as we sit at the Eagles Radio Network golf outing.
Mm-hmm.
Today in 1969 was the final day at Woodstock.
Yep.
And a lot of people lied, said they were at Woodstock when they weren't.
Seems like everyone was at Woodstock.
It seems like everybody was at Woodstock. So for next question today, we'll get your sports point. What do people lie about? Like a lot. What is something that people lie about? Jack, what do people lie about?
So there's a lot. I think that what I find funny in this instance is everyone drives. Everyone swears the other person's wrong.
When they're driving.
Yeah. There's never personal accountability when it comes to driving.
I actually just thought of one similar one, but I won't go there. The one I will go with is their height. Everyone lies about their height.
Oh, look at Elliot.
Yeah. Elliot was what I was going to bring up. I think Elliot said he was 5'10 or something once, and I looked at him and I was like, Elliot, like I am 5'10 and a half. You are not 5'10. You're definitely not 5'10.
Not
even, it's what?
You can say not 5'8"? Even close. Yeah.
5'8"? If he's lucky?
I think 5'8"'s fine.
5'8"'s fine.
You put shoes on.
Yeah.
You gain an inch, but without shoes, he's at least
5'8". 215-592-9494. The Philadelphia Phillies, the 25 Phillies, you think they're going to burn the boats, give it a shot, really give us a run here, or do you think they're going to throw in the towel? And for next question today, tell us something people lie about. Bruce in D.C. starts us off. Bruce, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today on this somber Monday?
It's not somber.
It's not somber. Burn the boats.
Burn the boats, Bruce.
Burn the boats.
Well, you know what? Actually, because you all know my complaints on the Phillies. It's really been all about the batting all year long, the inconsistent batting, and getting runners home, you know, once they get on base. And it still has been a persistent problem, even when we did have Wheeler. However, they have the talent. They have the talent to win. It comes down to leadership, like you said, Jack. Who is going to step up? Is going to be Bryce? You know, the leadership in the clubhouse. Are they going to get these guys to get focused, especially the middle and the bottom end of the order, to be more consistent and not press at the plate? Just play ball and get some defense to support the pitchers. We still have a good lineup of pitchers.
Their starting rotation's good enough. I mean, they won the World Series in 08 with a worse starting rotation than this is right now.
Absolutely.
Especially if we can get normal Nola back. Now that team in 08 scored a lot of runs. Look, the truth was, thank you for the call, Bruce, as always. The truth was is that whether Zach Wheeler was in there or not, if they scored two runs a game in the playoffs, they were going to lose.
Yeah.
We saw that last year. Zach Wheeler pitched game one. He pitched great. They lost.
They could lose the World Series with Zach Wheeler.
Yes.
Again, it was always going to come down to the bats. And like my hope here is that this was the we don't have our safety net anymore. I think there was a, and there has to be, right? I mean, there has to be a safety net when Zach Wheeler's there, where you can just say, well, we don't have to do too much today.
Yeah.
Just like there was a safety net with Carson in 17, where it felt like he was going to pull them out of whatever that they were going through.
No, not everyone saw that.
Well, you were wrong in 17. Everything after that's fine. He was great.
Not everyone saw that.
He was special.
Not everyone saw that.
He was the Bronco.
Not everyone saw
that.
That
was a quarterback.
It was now, while we are super, you know, while we do look into the future and see a possibility that the Phillies could do this, seeing Aaron Nola pitch the way they pitched yesterday was
a little disheartening.
Pretty disheartening.
A little disheartening.
I found myself, when you talk about talking yourself into things, I found myself, I was in the car, middle of the game, I'm listening to it, and I go, you know what? It was 11:30 in the morning. You know, that's a weird time to start a baseball game.
Just
maybe,
is.
Maybe that's it.
Taiwan game two starter?
Oh.
No, it's funny. Yeah, it was such a classic talk yourself into it kind of weekend.
Yeah.
Like Saturday when I saw it, drove around in silence for the rest of the night. I was texting buddies. This is one of the darkest days in Phillies history. I mean.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called going through it.
Yeah, you went through it, huh?
By Sunday morning. Burn the boats.
Yeah, there it is. Burn the boats, baby. All right. 215-592-9494. The Phillies are missing Zach Wheeler likely for the rest of the season. There are two options here. There's burn the boats, go win the World Series, or throw in the towel. And I think we'll see pretty quickly what it is. And for next question today, what do people lie about?
And this is an official message, hopefully, maybe on his drive-in.
Bryce.
You can take burn the boats. You Imagine like the burn the boats chant.
Oh my God.
Come on, man.
Come on. So you're telling Bryce to steal it.
He can use it.
Yeah. You think
shirts with burn the boats on it.
You know, we'll get the press conference or the media availability after tonight's game, and he'll say, you know, obviously Zach is really big, you know, part of our team. And obviously we all got to come together. I think obviously we need to burn the boats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just says burn the boats.
Burn the boats.
And he said, I really missed Ike today on the afternoon show, but they made a good point.
I turned it off right after they were on, but they did make that one good point. All right. Coming up next, you know, we're in Bluebell at the Bluestone Country Club. I do have a story about Bluebell. Something happened to me in Bluebell, one of the most important moments of my life. So we will talk about that next. 215-592-9494. Talking about the Phils without Zach Wheeler, you think they could go do it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.